This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation with a great tradition of military valor, independence, dedication. And yet there is a gigantic problem. We're going to be speaking to a retired lieutenant general about that problem. The problem is the military, and this is all the branches of the military, are falling short of their recruitment goals. Nothing quite this bad has ever happened before, not since the beginning of the first all-volunteer army. That was back in the 70s in the Vietnam era when they got rid of the draft. So what is to be done? We'll be speaking with Lieutenant General Thomas Spohr from the Heritage Foundation on the problem of military recruitment, which is profound and very serious for the country, coming up. And also on the Michael Medved Show, a claim by the governor of Washington that he can actually do something to bring gas prices back down, where what he might be doing could have exactly the opposite effect. We'll be speaking with Todd Myers also later this hour on the gas prices and politics and environmental policy in the state of Washington. That coming up also on the Medved Show. But first up, there's several powerful pieces, one by a conservative and one by somebody who is right in the middle, about Joe Biden's collapsing presidency. And just to give you a flavor, Daniel Henninger, who does the Indispensable Wonderland column every Thursday in the Wall Street Journal, says it's time to board a sinking ship, Joe Biden's presidency. The New York Times reported that its poll with Siena College finds 64% of Democrats, not even waiting for the midterm election results, want their candidate in 2024 to be someone other than the President of the United States. That famous Democratic youth vote, which was the vote that won the election for Joe Biden, under 30, they're down on Joe at a 94% rate. In other words, among Democrats who voted for Joe Biden, who are young people below the age 30, 94% want him not to run again. Below this thin ice is the measured sentiment that more than 7 in 10 Americans say the U.S. is headed in the wrong direction. Two Democratic governors, California's Gavin Newsom and Illinois' J.B. Pritzker, are already circling. Roots Action, a group aligned with Bernie Sanders, is planning a Don't Run Joe campaign. When Mr. Biden visited Cleveland last week to tout his economic accomplishments, the party's candidate for U.S. Senate, Representative Tim Ryan, and its candidate for governor, Nan Whaley, said scheduling conflicts prevented them from joining him. That's because both of those candidates, Tim Ryan, who's running against J.D. Vance, and Nan Whaley, who's running against the incumbent governor, Mike DeWine, they both are doing better in Ohio and much better than Joe Biden did last time. And this time in Ohio? What's left? The blame game, of course. Despite a bad reputation, the blame game is a useful therapeutic for parties that are both loath to even admit there's a problem. Britain's conservatives just worked the blame game through to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's resignation. And they actually have narrowed down the field of candidates for the leader of the Conservative Party. That means the next Prime Minister of Britain automatically, because they hold the Conservatives, the Tories hold a majority of Parliament. They have narrowed that down to six candidates, all of whom are actually fascinating and outstanding, but that's another story. To be blunt, the reason most Americans don't want Mr. Biden to run is that it's clear by now that he has cognitive problems unacceptable in a person responsible for conducting the presidential office. This is Daniel Henninger now. Since Inauguration Day, every public statement he has made to the American people, large or small, has been written by someone else for him to read, by rote, from a teleprompter. His off-the-cuff follow-ups are painful. Mr. Biden's condition didn't begin on Inauguration Day. Those around him knew there was a problem, but the needs of the party prevailed, concerned that a progressive such as Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren couldn't possibly win the general election, the Democrats fashioned a faux moderate candidacy out of Mr. Biden. The ploy worked. A slim majority of the country, he writes, preferred Mr. Biden over Donald Trump. It wasn't that slim. It was 7 million votes. But anyway, as they say in politics, you do what you gotta do. That said, a responsible party leadership would have hedged this clear national risk by nominating a strong vice presidential candidate to step in if necessary, say Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. Instead, well, we have Kamala Harris. But by the summer of 2020, he writes, the Democrats were in the grip of compulsive wokeness and decided the running mate had to be a black woman. The one with national prominence at that moment was Senator Kamala Harris, but Democratic voters themselves had already concluded in the presidential primaries she wasn't ready for high office. Not ready for the vice presidency, and certainly not ready for the presidency. Another column, this one by A.B. Stoddard, who, like Daniel Henninger, has been a frequent guest on this show. A.B. writes, Biden should announce in 2023 that he will not run again. Biden should announce that despite the fact that it's now likely that Trump will announce in September that he is running. President Joe Biden cannot run for a second term in 2024. While he may not know this yet, he will soon. And the sooner the president reckons with this and admits it, the better off his party and the country will be. Biden, no doubt, will struggle mightily with this. Commencing the lame duck period of a single term would no doubt be difficult and tempting to put off. Biden has wanted to be president his whole life. He's defeated Trump once and believes he can do so again. Unfortunately, he believes he's the only one who can. Read, Biden doesn't believe his vice president can do this. In every news account of how he insists he is running and is making preparations to do so, aides and advisors tell reporters Biden believes he has to mount another campaign. Not once have they revealed he has high confidence that Harris can run and win in 2024 and beat Trump. He is not alone. Find a Democrat, party official, strategist, anyone who will compliment and defend her record. No one is doing so. Harris's approval is worse than Biden's. So what does all this mean? So Trump and Harris seem to be in Biden's head. But that doesn't change the fact that Biden will be too old in 2024 to run for a second term. He knew this when he launched his campaign for the nomination in 2019 and considered pledging to only serve one term if elected. Politico reported at the time, while the option of making a public pledge remains available, Biden has for now settled on an alternative strategy, quietly hinting that he will almost certainly not run for a second term while declining to make a promise that he and his advisors fear could turn him into a lame duck and sap him of his political capital. Well, not much capital right now, but a real chance, says A.B. Stoddard, that he could build some capital if he made that kind of announcement shortly after the midterm elections, that he, for the good of the country, was going to limit himself to one term and then do the best he can in the 2 years remaining to him. Why won't he do that? Why should he do that? And what does it mean? We'll get to all of it on the Medved Show.
Entertain your brain every day on the Michael Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, just to wrap up the, I think, increasingly real possibility. And in fact, I say it's more than a possibility. I think it's a likelihood Not that Joe Biden is going to resign, not that he is going to step aside, not that he will be impeached, not that they will invoke the 25th Amendment against him. None of that is likely. It is likely that Joe Biden, for the sake of his party and for the sake of his country, because I do believe that in his heart of hearts, Joe Biden is a patriot. Most people in politics are patriots. They go into it because they have a grandiose sense of themselves, sure, but they also have a grandiose sense of the United States. That often goes together. The A.B. Stoddard, who writes that Biden should announce in 2023 that he will not run again. Why wait till 2023? Because if not, then it makes it even more difficult for the Democrats to compete in the election coming up. And what she says is that if you go back to Biden's history in the campaign, he even saw himself as, quote, a bridge to the future. He actually said in March of 2020, in the middle of the campaign, while he was on stage with Harris, with Kamala Harris, the then senator from California, with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and Senator Cory Booker, one of his opponents, he said, look, I view myself as a bridge, not as anything else. There's an entire generation of leaders you saw standing behind me. They are the future of this country. Okay, the future is about now, Mr. President. A.B. Stoddard writes, polling shows his party wants him to cross that bridge. The message from this week's New York Times Siena survey is overwhelming. Biden must step aside for someone new. Only 26% of Democratic voters surveyed wanted Biden to be the party's nominee again. And among those younger than 30, 94% want a new nominee. Read the polls, read the polls. Biden said, you guys are all the same. That poll that showed that 92% of Democrats, if I ran, would vote for me. And that, as we pointed out yesterday, was a misstatement that the president made. That number represents his strength in a contest with Trump. But he was clearly refusing to react to the 64% of voters in the party who want someone else to run instead. Biden's next year, she writes, promises to be brutal, so he should dispense with this historic announcement early in 2023 that he will leave political life at the end of his term. Lawyers are clearly prepping for probes into Hunter's business ventures, any that involves his father and or uncle and Hunter's brushes with the law. Hunter's ugly personal life, the drugs and the prostitutes will be highlighted alongside any unethical or illegal conduct he is guilty of. It will be a hideous passage for the entire Biden family. So next winter, when the new Congress is sworn in, no matter its makeup or majority, Biden should tell the country he will not be running for re-election. At that time, after the Beltway dust, conventional wisdom, and postmortems about the midterm elections have settled and hardened, Biden should give Americans his own assessment of what the election showed about both the GOP and the Democratic Party. Liberated from constraints of base management that a re-election campaign would require, Biden should guide his party in the direction he truly thinks is required to win a durable governing majority, which means away from wokeness, away from critical race theory, away from the crazed political correctness that has taken over that party. These next months and this decision will be hard on Biden personally. No one serving as president of the United States wants to imply, while still doing the job, that they soon will be too old to do the job. But it's more complicated than just age. Biden cannot run because of his age, and he cannot run because of his son. He cannot run because of the polls. While Biden feels he cannot leave the country vulnerable to Trump, he must trust others to run Trump down. Other Democrats, Republicans who will work hard to make sure Trump cannot win again, and the long arm of the law. An ending Biden can control and protect should be part of the legacy of a public servant who has spent his entire life in the highest levels of our government. In the next 2 years, Biden can provide leadership at a fraught moment for the country by opening up a debate about America's perilous present and uncertain future. Biden need not cede the stage as the country looks to 2024. A blunt discussion about how the country moves on from Biden and Trump, shoring up our democracy while we battle tribalism, is critical. And starting that conversation is an act of patriotism. Amen. I think it's brilliantly written, and she's right on every point. Look, it's one of those things. You've seen all the numbers that 75% of the people think we are headed in the wrong direction. That's the average of what the polls show. Do you know how quickly that would change if both Trump and Biden pulled out of the race for 2024? It would highlight a different direction. And that direction can't be on more really embarrassing discussion about abortion. Andrew Clyde of Georgia was a representative very much on the right, on the Republican side. He asked the head of the National Women's Law Center when a hearing on abortion if she can define what a woman is. This is clip 10. Listen.
Since you are the president of the National Women's Law Center, I was hoping that you could define what a woman is for us in this committee hearing.
Well, as the president of the National Women's Law Center, you can imagine I say woman a lot in my day job.
Okay, so I'm just asking for the definition.
So what I'll tell you is I am a woman. That's how I identify.
Okay.
But I wonder, however, if in part the reason that you're asking a question is that you're trying to suggest that people
I am
don't
simply asking the question, and I simply want an answer.
I think it's actually really important to be very clear here that there are people who identify as non-binary. I think about 5% of young people.
We're not going to go there. I was hoping maybe you would. I was hoping that maybe you would say something that maybe we learned in high school biology that has to do with X and Y chromosomes, but which define male and female. But I guess we're not going to get there.
Okay. Again, why is this a difficult question? And does this contribute to some of the malaise that people feel about what's going on in our country and in our world right now? Of course it does. We will be right back on the other contributing factor to malaise, inflation, particularly at the gas pump, coming up.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is agreeing to increase the amount of work visas for Mexicans and Central Americans. Mexico's president making the announcement after visiting Washington, D.C. and meeting with President Biden earlier this week. President Joe Biden is set to visit Saudi Arabia and discuss energy security. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News that she is concerned about the U.S.'s capacity to refine oil.
The oil industry and oil futures work off of certainty.
Mm-hmm.
And they are looking for that certainty. They're not getting it from this president. He has proven to be very unfriendly and very uncaring about what the American public is facing every time they go fill up the pump.
A number of oil refineries closed since the beginning of the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there are very few things that most people just agree about. One of them is the price of gas. Anybody want to raise the price of gas further than it is? And yes, I know it's come down 20, 30 cents over the last several months, more than a month. But how about raising the gas price 46 cents per gallon by next year, raising it more? Could we get over $6 a gallon? Well, actually, apparently the governor of Washington favors the idea of that kind of increase in gas prices, and somebody who's been at the front of this entire argument and debate is Todd Myers, who is the director of the Center for the Environment at the Washington Policy Center. And the Washington Policy Center, our state's number one politically conservative and economically conservative think tank. Todd, what's the deal with adding more money in taxes to the gas you buy every day?
So thanks for having me on. Last year, Washington State Legislature passed and the governor signed a new, what amounts to a tax on carbon dioxide emissions and gasoline for every gallon of gas emits between 19 and 20 pounds of CO2. So that was a direct tax on gasoline. Well, the Department of Ecology, in looking to implement this, which starts next year, came up with an estimate of what it would cost.
Starts next year in January?
Correct. So okay. January 1st. And they estimate that on average, it will add about 46 cents to the cost of a gallon of gas. So it's actually measured in metric tons, which is 56 dollars per metric ton, but that calculates into 46 cents a gallon. Now, it probably won't start that way January 1, but it will ramp up. But over the course of the year, that's what the average impact will be. And again, this is not an analysis that came from me or others. This is the state of Washington's own estimate about what it will cost next year.
And they believe that adding another 46 cents per gallon is going to make a significant contribution to combating climate change. Is that the idea?
That is, in fact, what they argue. And what's so interesting is that Governor Inslee was asked about this, and he denied it. He said, oh, no, no, it'd only be pennies. That was the word he used, pennies. But simultaneous to denying the impact of the law that he is very proud of, this is that he and other environmental groups who support it openly say that they want to drive the cost of gasoline up so that it doesn't make sense to buy gasoline, that it pushes people into buying electric vehicles and things like that. So when the, you know, when it's tough politically, when gas prices are an issue, they deny that this will have an impact on gas prices. But when they're talking about, you know, talking to other folks who support their climate agenda, they're very proud of the fact that they're driving prices up. So we're going to see higher gas prices next year, one way or the other. And like I said, Department of Ecology's estimate is 46 cents a gallon. For diesel, it's even higher. It's 56 cents a gallon.
For diesel, it's 56 cents a gallon more. So typically people get, what, 15 gallons per fill up, or sometimes more if you got a bigger car. But this is a serious burden on the typical Washington family, isn't it?
Absolutely. And so, you know, people are already feeling the pinch now. We have seen, you know, the impact of rising gas prices. And as you've said, they have come down, but they have come down in part because people are no longer able to do some of the things they would like to do because the gas prices are so high. I'll just give you a personal example. This is that we were going to visit my wife's sister, and she was going to drive out to meet us and said, we just can't afford it. We can't afford to drive and come see your family. So people are cutting back. So, and that's, you know, reducing demand. That's having the impact of reducing costs. But that comes at a cost of, you know, people not doing things they otherwise would like to do.
Does it also have an impact on our struggling local airlines like Alaska Air, which is very important in terms of transportation in the region? Does this help them do better after the difficult time they've had with the lockdowns and the COVID and all the rest of it?
So interestingly, for a variety of reasons, both economic and legal, airlines are exempted from the new law. But they, of course, will pay higher shipping costs, you know, higher prices for goods. Everything is impacted, especially by the diesel, increase in diesel prices. So we're going to see, even, you know, beyond just the gas pump, you're going to see higher prices for all of the things that are shipped in Washington State because of the higher diesel prices.
I understand that people have calculated in relation to this that there's the possibility that in the next couple of months, and really when you talk about January of 2023, and you said it's going to ramp up more gradually, but is it possible that road trips that people take in cars are going to cost $2,000 or more on gas alone?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you know, this is just limited to Washington State. So if you fill up in Washington State, you know, that's going to cost a lot more, especially if you're going to, you know, take a motorhome or things like that. It's going to be very expensive. So whether it's $2,000 or not, or whether people just simply say, I can't afford it and don't go. I mean, all of those things are valuable and have costs.
Now, your piece, which is very substantive, it is from the leading conservative think tank in the state, directly contradicts some of what has been proclaimed by Jay Inslee. It was covered on Fox News. It hasn't been covered anywhere else in local news, has it? And why not?
Yeah, it was covered by the local Fox affiliate, which is slightly different than Fox News National, obviously. But you're right, none of the other TV stations covered it. A couple of local radio stations covered it. But given the sensitivity that we have seen to gas prices, one would think that a government report saying that you're going to see, you know, 46 cents a gallon increase next year would catch people's attention. But for whatever reason, they have decided not to cover it. We certainly sent it to them. We told them about it. They decided that something else was more important.
I know that you're the director of the Center for the Environment at Washington Policy Center. You, as in that position, have never denied the reality of climate change or the reality of having to do something about it. What is a more constructive step to take about dealing with some of the challenges of climate change?
Yeah, to the contrary, we argue that there is risk. Now, we think that a lot of people exaggerate the risk intentionally to justify really bad policies. The reason people call it a climate crisis is because they want us to have a crisis mentality. When you tell somebody they have a crisis mentality, you're not complimenting them, right? You're telling them they're not thinking rationally. So I want to make it clear that I think we need to think rationally and logically, and if you don't, you're not really serious about climate change. $56 a metric ton, which is what this amounts to, is extremely expensive. There are things that we can do for 10 and 7 and even fewer dollars per metric ton. Get more bang for the buck. You know, reduce CO2 more cheaply and more rapidly. That is a way that is consistent with personal freedom, with economic growth, and with helping the environment. And the fact that we are spending huge amounts of money for very tiny environmental benefit shows that often this is more about feathering the nests of favored special interests and using it to expand government rather than actually reducing climate change. So, rather than, you know, people like to say, you know, well, you're not really serious. And my response is, you're not serious if you're not doing it effectively.
And you can find out a better, more effective way to do it, to deal with climate change, by going to the Michael Medved website, michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Washington Policy Center. It's appropriately a green banner with a little mountain in the background. Look for it. Check out Washington Policy Center. Todd Myers, thank you always for your great work. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
The next generation would be justified in looking back at us and asking, what were you thinking? Couldn't you hear what the scientists were saying? Couldn't you hear what Mother Nature was screaming at you?
The Michael MedVed Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is one of those things that our family talks about, I mean, all the time. In fact, I was talking to my wife about it last night, is how incredibly grateful I am. I mean, profoundly grateful, not just to God, but to my grandfather, who got our family out of Russia. It was actually Ukraine, but at that time it was part of the Russian Empire. And it was a mess. And it's now, I mean, despite the heroism of the Ukrainian forces who have struck back at an air defense facility, apparently very, very devastatingly and effectively, the problems of Russia are so profound, so very profound, that maybe it's worth taking a look for a moment at one of those problems that doesn't even appear to be that serious. But for the people involved, it is. This is a story from the New York Times. And headline, Fake League Swindled Gamblers in an Elaborate Hoax. Now, again, swindling gamblers, that sounds interesting. When you find out that those gamblers are mostly Russians, and including some oligarchs and others, it kind of gets more interesting. The story says there were floodlights, high-definition cameras, and umpires with walkie-talkies pinned to their shoulders. The cricket players wore colorful uniforms. The broadcast had the voices of recognized commentators and the logo of the globally recognized television channel, the BBC. But it wasn't the BBC. This was no Indian Premier League. The lucrative cricket tournament that generates hundreds of millions of dollars every year. It was an elaborate fraud, turning a large farm in a small village in the western Indian state of Gujarat into an arena of sporting excitement. The target? Russians. betting millions of rubles on the winning odds of an unfamiliar sport far from home. Police officials in Gujarat said over the weekend that they had broken up the scheme, which was run by four local men who had swindled thousands of dollars from Russian bettors for 14 days. The fake league was given a name close enough to the real one, the Indian Cricket Premier League. It was all hoaxes, said Achal Tyagi, a top police official overseeing the investigation. We've arrested four people and also are investigating some Indians living in Russia who were involved in the scam. It was reported this way on India Today, clip 14.
A scam that will blow your mind. It's actually an epic fit for a web series. Well, all of it took place in the state of Gujarat in Vadnagar. Four people, though, have been arrested for running a fake cricket league in Gujarat's Vadnagar. The aim was to dupe Russian punters. Putting up a near-perfect court, the accused had a proper live setup and orchestrated near-live matches. Matches were being broadcast live on a YouTube channel. They also engaged a commentator who could mimic Harsh. They accepted bets from punters in three Russian cities. They'd almost reached the quarterfinals of the fake league but were caught by the cops before they could reach the semi-finals. The accused first bought a small farm, made it like a cricket ground. Villagers were paid up to 400 rupees per match to play act as cricketers. According to the local police, the league was specifically conducted for betting purposes and catering specifically to the Russian market.
Okay. These were not even real games. And they were up to the quarterfinals. And what they did is they determined who was going to win every game by measuring the level of people who were betting on one side or another. And of course, you win if you're actually finding all the betting going on. You're betting on a sure thing, as they were, because they could determine. That's why they had the little walkie-talkies. The details about this are fascinating. Investigators said the players told them that the men acting as umpires took instructions on walkie-talkies from organizers sitting at the edge of the ground with their laptops. In turn, they discreetly instructed players when to bowl a slow ball to a batsman or to get out to help members of the gang earn more money from bets. Though the players realized the matches were fixed, investigators said they continued the ruse for the equivalent of about $5 a day, an amount of money that for jobless young men in rural India was pretty good. They have not been charged. They were given a uniform and promised 400 rupees for each match, said Tinku Rathod, a farmhand in Molipur. They were all happy. And unfortunately, before they could win the grand championship and win even more Russian money. I mention this in the context of getting out of Russia because it's so difficult right now when you look at the problems we have in the United States. Imagine that your family, through providence, was in Russia now. What the circumstances are for people who live there. And yes, I think it is important that we continue with the sanctions and continue with the efforts to make sure that Russia does not win this war with all their evil doing. The interesting thing about this is there was a movie, of course, quite a good movie with Gina Davis and Tom Hanks and lots of other people, A League of Their Own. And this is kind of a league of their own. So much for the busting of the fake cricket league. This is an email that came in from Craig in Bonnie Lake, Washington. He says, love your show. Thank you very much. But I believe the election was stolen. The Democrats tried Russia collusion, the Mueller report, the two impeachment trials, social media, fake news, anonymous whistleblower. I think I speak for most of the country when I say I would be more surprised if the Democrats didn't cheat in the election. The ballots were easy to acquire. If I had 200 of my friends fill out 100 ballots, this is 20,000 votes dropped off randomly in drop boxes. This is no problem, but very easy. The ballots in Georgia were counted three times. The second time was hand counted. This is not proof Biden received votes. Biden did not have more ballots turned in. You can count the same fraudulent ballots as many times as you want. This does not prove anything. My point is that it would have been a lot easier than people think. You would not need public officials coordinating together. You just need a lot of ballots and Democrats made sure of that. This is the problem, though, Craig. In Georgia, the people in charge of the recount were all Republican. The Secretary of State is Republican, and he just, by the way, won the Republican primary, or was that fake ballots, too? Against a Trump-sponsored candidate. The governor, Brian Kemp, is Republican. The legislature is Republican. And you would need to coordinate with Republican judges, Republican legislatures, Republicans at every level, many of whom were very active in the Trump campaign, who all were supervising these elections. By the way, do I think that voter fraud is impossible in a state like Illinois? Illinois is all Democrats, particularly the Chicago area. And yes, it has notorious problems about its elections and dead people voting, etc. But you are now talking about states that are run by our side and where people on our side have basically stood up and risked their careers, risked their entire futures, risked death threats and attacks to say this election was not fraudulent. I believe Bill Barr, who is a exemplary public servant. He was attorney general before. He is attorney general, was very loyal and supportive to President Trump. But there is actually no serious evidence that was accepted by any court, by any state legislature, by any voting district, anywhere, indicating a major level of fraud that could have swayed the election. And I think it's becoming more and more clear. And what is becoming very clear is that if this is a major topic in the election for 2024, 2022, it's going to hurt Republicans, not help them, and hurt this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well, then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.